Once Upon a Summer by Jeanette Oak. Copyright 1981 by Jeanette Oak. This unabridged recording of the reading of Once Upon a Summer was published by arrangement with Bethany House Publishers and was produced in 1999 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. This book is 203 pages long. Once Upon a Summer by Jeanette Oak. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Sure, it's unusual to have an 18-year-old mother when you're 12, but when you're an orphan and she's your aunt, and the only mother you've ever had, well, as I explained, it had worked out real well. That's why I got so riled up when I heard Grandpa and Uncle Charlie talking about finding a fella for Auntie Lou. You see, something had to be done. I couldn't just sit back and watch our special family get broken up. But with Grandpa and Uncle Charlie working so hard to get Auntie Lou married off, I really had my job cut out for me. Then, when that poor preacher came along, it really got complicated. Jeanette Oak was born in Champion, Alberta, during the Depression years, to a Canadian prairie farmer and his wife. She is a graduate of Mountain View Bible College in Didsbury, Alberta, where she met her husband, Edward. They were married in May of 1957 and went on to pastor churches in Indiana as well as Calgary and Edmonton, Canada. The Oaks have three sons and one daughter and are enjoying the addition to the family of grandchildren. Edward and Jeanette have both been active in their local church, serving in various capacities as Sunday school teachers and board members. They make their home in Didsbury, Alberta. Dedicated with love to Fred and Amy Ruggles, Steves, my dear parents, who have given me unmeasured love and support. Chapter 1. Josh. I could hardly wait to finish my chores that morning. I needed to sneak off to my favorite log along the creek bank and find myself some thinking time. Too many things had been happening too fast. I was worried that my whole world was about to change. I didn't want it changed. I liked things just the way they were, but if I was to keep them that way, it was going to take some figuring out. I toted the pail of milk to the house and ran back to the barn to let Bossy back out to pasture to run with the range cows. She just moseyed along, so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?